Hello, Ventura. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate. AM 1590, KVTA. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Sarah Barrett Lepore.
I'm Maggie McKinney.
And I'm Veronica Saucedo.
All right. Happy Saturday. We are live now, our new time slot, 11 to 12. Is this your first time being live 11 to 12?
No, I was here before.
Okay, before you came back. Welcome back from Ohio.
Thank you. Yeah, it's always a good time to get back, but it's great to be there too.
How long were you there?
Forever.
Almost a month, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's getting muggy there probably.
Two showers a day. They don't have a drought issue, so it's like you just use all the water you want. And you remember slip and slides?
Oh, yeah.
Slip and slide. It's super fun.
Slip and hurt yourself.
I know. Yeah. I was a little bit worried about that, but she was okay. Summertime bumps and bruises. That's what we say.
So. Well, we had a fun night last night, huh, ladies?
We did. We went to Margaritaville and saw the band that was on our show last week.
They were great.
J.D. Bros' band was awesome.
J.D. Wolf, right?
Well, yes. His name is J.D. Wolf, but his
James
band
Brothers.
Is... Yeah, James Brothers.
They were great.
Yeah.
They were really good.
We were dancing up a storm, Miss Sarah and I.
I know.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm sure everybody's seen the post I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they're going to be back there Sunday night, this coming Sunday night at 5:00. So if you missed it last night, there was a full house there last night.
Mm-hmm. It was so fun. And then they told me they could sing Counting Crows, which I'm like,
So she's going back.
Oh my God, totally.
It's always impressive when a drummer can sing. I don't know. That's just. It blows my mind. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just remedial or easily entertained.
There's a lot of logistics going on there.
Yeah, right?
Or a drummer can drum. I'm always like, oh my God, they can actually, they make music. You know, I think I can drum.
Did you guys dance?
Oh, Sarah did. I sat down.
Tracy did,
these
too.
Two did. I don't know, a little bit of two-step and still counting dance.
You know what was funny, though? Seriously, is some of those couples dancing. White people cannot dance. You know what I mean? They just, everyone was doing that.
I
told Sarah, I said, everyone knows just walking. It looks like we're just walking, you know? It's just stupid.
Walking and swinging.
When I was younger, didn't you think you could dance? I don't think that we were dancing very well. I mean.
Well, Cindy took a video, so we'll check that out. Oh, man.
So what else? Any new real estate, Karen?
I've got some new real estate coming up. It's been really busy week, really busy week. I have a California Windcrest coming up. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath.
Where's that, Karen?
1-story. It's in Oxnard. It's across from the River Ridge Golf Course.
Oh, okay.
Across the street from there. There's brand new ones at River Ridge, and then California Windcrest has been there for a while now. It's right in a cul-de-sac, and it is a beautiful house. It will be probably listed somewhere around 715, something like that. And then I have 137 Taft. That is a 1-story, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, beautiful kitchen, granite counters, cabinets have been completely redone, and there's good separation in that house. So there's a master bedroom and bath at one end and a master bedroom and bath at the other end. And then there's an enclosed patio in the back with a million fruit trees.
What's the square footage?
It's about 1850.
And how much? Foot.
It's probably going to be about 610.
Where is that?
It's at 137 Taft.
That's pretty good. That won't last, I don't think.
It won't. It won't last long at all. And then I have a Wainimi Bay condo coming up.
Mm. That's senior, right?
That's a two-bedroom, two-bath.
Someone's calling right now for
you. Yeah, someone is calling right now. Girls on the air.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. They're all 1-stories there, but it is a senior condo complex.
Right. So those are really nice.
That's what's coming up.
Great. I have 857 Coronado Circle in Santa Paula over above the hospital there coming up in about a week or two. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath. Very, very nice. It was actually the model home there. Mm-hmm. It was the last one sold in 2012. So that's very, very nice. It'll be 649, and I still have 706 Island View in Port Hueneme, 2-bedroom, 2-bath with ocean views. That's actually open today from 1 to 4 with Adrian in our office. I still have 1090 Gilbert in the Cape. Beautiful, tri-level, gorgeous. You've hosted it, right? I mean, it's really, really great location.
Yeah.
Across from the pool, it's beautiful. That's $499.
I thought you lowered it a bit.
$498. Yeah, okay. Something about that, you know. And
anything helps.
Yeah, anything helps. New master bath upstairs, which is good, and a new microwave, which is really, really nice. It's good wood floors throughout. And then I know I'm forgetting something, but anyway, what do you have, Maggie? What do you have going on?
Well, I have an open house today at 90 Pollock Lane in Lemonwood Mobile Home Park. It's a great senior park, just beautiful. Everybody that lives there loves it. And that house has AC, so come visit me, 90 Pollock Lane from 1 to 4. And then I'm also still looking, I have buyers that are looking by the beach, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, up to $1 million, so... Let me know if you have anything or know of anyone that has anything available.
Yep. Obviously, we're here for you, buying buyers and sellers. That's right.
That's great.
So
we have a great show today. I'm real excited to have Maureen Shea with us. She's the real $1 million baby. And guess what she's doing? She's going to be salsa dancing at the Salsa Festival for the City Center.
So you say she's the real $1 million baby.
Well, she is a boxer.
Right.
And she has won championships. And
but she's not who the what the movie is based on. Is
no, she's not who the.
That was a true story.
She trained her.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah.
Oh, she yeah, trained
that
Hillary
a, that
Swank.
Was
there
movie.
We go. Oh, that movie was so great. Oh,
so she is a former WBC interim featherweight world champion, North American Boxing Federation featherweight champion, North American Boxing Association featherweight champion, and an International Female Boxing Association member.
Sounds like Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. She's just amazing.
She's a strong lady.
Yes. Yes,
she is.
So we're real excited to have her on the show. And then we have Heels on Wheels. Oh. So Heels on Wheels is a motorcycle group of women.
Oh, I love it.
That love nice. To ride motorcycles, that love to do charity work. And they've got a big event coming up. So
that's
you're
cool.
going to want to hear about that.
Are we giving away some stuff, though? People should call in 650-1590.
We are. We actually are giving away $25 gift certificates to the Greek. We kicked off the birthday club for Nothing Bunk Cakes last week. Several of you signed up for that birthday club, and we're going to be picking a winner today. So
yay.
Stay tuned for that. We are also giving away Ventiki sushi and...
Sliders
at Ventiki, and that's downtown on Fur and Main Street. And then we also have tickets to the fair. We have Home Fall Garden Show September 7th and 8th. So just a lot of stuff to give away.
Just give us a call, 650-1590. You can't go wrong, right?
That's right.
All right.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine mural flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe. The best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories: first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
This is Tracy Baldwin Mahone. My daughter's dancing has taken a new leap. She's going to Billy Clower's Dance Studio in Ventura. She's taking hip-hop and acro class, which is jazz and gymnastics. Call Billy Clower's today. Get a discount. Say Girls on the Air. Billy Clower's, the number is 643-5036. That's 643-5036.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com. 805-232-3422.
Welcome back. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Veronica Saucedo.
I'm Maggie McKinney.
Sarah Barrett Lepore.
And I'm Karen Campbell. And we have Maureen Shea with us today. She's the Real Million Dollar Baby. She has been a world champion in boxing and has several featherweight champions behind her and part of the Female Boxing Association.
She trained Hilary Swank, though, for the movie, right?
Isn't that awesome?
I did. I worked. Well, I mean, it was myself. It was my trainer. Was the trainer Hector Rocha at the time, but I was. She studied me for the character, and I worked with her for 6 months.
So it's based on you.
It's not based on me. She studied me for the character, meaning, you know, getting to know what actors do. You know, what female boxers go through, like what my story. So I shared my life with her and my story,
right,
and what got me into boxing and the struggle of being a female in a male-dominated sport, and also the grind of the actual physical, emotional, and mental grind of the boxing. You know, it takes a lot. But she, I mean, obviously, she won an Oscar. She did an amazing job.
She dedicated herself
to that part. I can tell you right now, she was taking the train. We trained in Brooklyn at Gleason's Gym, world famous gym. And she took the train every day to Gleason's. And she walked into that gym. You know, we meet a lot of Hollywood people that come in there. And listen, this is boxing. It's like, okay, you're in Hollywood. This is boxing. Welcome to my world. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah.
You know? So she came in. She was very nice, very respectful. Because, you know, we like to be respected because not many people think they can box and they say they boxed or they have boxed or do box. And they don't.
I did kickboxing at the gym.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll give you that because my feet don't come off the floor. They just don't. So I'll give you that. You got that over me. But so anyway, when she came in, I was introduced to her and they asked me, they said, oh, Hilary, you're going to be working with Maureen. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, and then I remember the first time she got in the ring and we were sparring and she was just completely, you know, like she was in it, but then she hit me and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
And like, Hector, that's the idea.
Yeah. And Hector said to her, you know, he said, you don't say I'm sorry. He started yelling at her and she just was like, I'm like, listen, you can trust me. Because of course she's getting in there. I was an amateur at the time. So of course you're getting in there with somebody who's going to, you know, I can hurt her.
Yeah.
But I said to her, trust me.
You can hurt anyone, I think.
Yeah, but you know, thank you. But you know what? I don't, you know, when it's work, it's work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do that. You know what I mean? So like, I'm in there and I'm sparring and I'm working with her. What am I going to do if I hurt her? What's that going to do for me? Nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's different when I'm in there with somebody at my level and we're actually, and I also reserve that for a fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I flip the switch.
Me too. I'm the same way.
I can tell. I can see that. I can see that.
Did you meet Clint Eastwood?
I did. I went to the premiere. I met Clint Eastwood. That was amazing moment for me because he actually came up to me.
He's
and
great.
He said, oh, you're, because what was happening, she was out here, he was out here, and she was training in New York. She lived in Manhattan at the time, and she was training at Gleason's, and they would send video back and forth of her and I sparring because he wanted to see her progress. And he was like, he says to me, he's like, you're from the film, Maureen from the, you know, the videos I saw. And he said, you're a very good boxer.
He's great. I met him, too. He was the mayor of, what city was he the mayor of?
Carmel.
Yeah. And he was great. He was married to the anchor there. And I met him. And he's great. I just got goosebumps. He's a great guy.
He was married to her.
Is he? Yeah. I don't know.
Let me tell you, when that man
down to earth.
When that man walks in a room, you feel his presence.
Oh,
it is
God.
Like, is he's tall. No, he's
tall. He's tall, but he's handsome.
And he put his. Well, he put his arm around me.
Yeah.
And to take a picture. And I could, he's a strong
man. Oh, yeah.
Man.
He's just like a solid
age, he was like 70
man.
At the time.
Yeah.
And he was like,
He's like, well, what was the movie, Any Which Way But Loose? He's just like that. He's just bad.
But that's who he is. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, obviously he brings it out more in the characters.
He's great.
But he's really like that,
you know, a tough guy, but he's a very, got a very strong presence.
So Maureen, where are you from? In Long Island?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I'm from the Bronx. I'm born and raised in the Bronx.
Right on.
Yeah.
Me too? No, I could just pull it off.
Now, how did you get into boxing? Because you're from the Bronx, or what?
Well, that has a lot of reasons. You know, okay. I mean, I think being from the Bronx, I'm half Mexican, half Irish. And I think, well, the main reason was I'm a domestic violence survivor.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was in an abusive relationship when I was 17 years old, and I walked into a gym to better myself for my ex-boyfriend because I thought I was fat and ugly and I had very low self-esteem. Yeah.
Did you kick his butt?
No, I didn't need to. I took back my power.
There was a jailer.
Good for you.
Yes, enough. Okay. Jennifer Lopez is from the Bronx. I actually went to the same high school as her.
Oh, wow.
But I got kicked out.
She graduated.
Yeah, you did.
I was a little bit more of a rebel than she was, I think. But that was a great movie too. Yeah, she was very strong, and that movie, I think it was around the time that movie came out that I was going through what I was going through. Oh, so right after.
So tell us about your career then. How did it progress?
So I went to the gym and I walked in. It was all male dominated, you know, all the guys. And back then, women weren't introduced into the Olympics in boxing until 2013. So back then, we're talking, women weren't on TV. We were like, it was like a sideshow. You know, we were like, that's pretty much what we were. And so when I went to the gym, I only knew of Christy Martin, and that's the only fighter that I ever knew of. And then I walked in, and they said, do you want to try? And I said, okay. Now, I didn't know I wanted to fight. I knew that I just wanted to be, strong, and I wanted to feel better about myself. And I wanted to get away from him here, and boxing was taking me there, like to get away from him. And so going through it and training, I was able to take my power back because it helped my self-esteem. Mm-hmm. It helped my body, and I was anorexic during that time because I was struggling. You know, I thought I was fat and ugly. And when I went to the gym, I loved boxing so much that it forced me to eat. So I loved boxing more than I liked being that thin. Mm-hmm. And I realized I loved boxing more than I quote unquote loved him. So I fell out of love
Good
with him
you.
And in love with boxing, and ideally back in love with myself.
Oh, good
and
for
who
you.
I am.
I'm gonna cry.
You know,
yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
so it's, I mean, and I'm a motivational speaker now, and I do actually a lot with women, women's empowerment, and young girls, but even for the boys too, because I mean, you know, I want to show the boys too, like girls can do this too, and I want them to understand that, like, you know, there's an importance in respect, you know, mm-hmm. and explain to them, like, you know, what happens, it all starts with how you talk to each other. You know, so that's very close to my heart. It's a big reason why I'm doing actually what I'm doing on the 29th.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Yes. But where's that boyfriend today?
You know what? To be honest with you, I got the restraining order on him. I built up the strength in boxing to get a restraining order on him, and he stayed away from me. And you know what? I had to heal, so I prayed for him and I forgave him.
Oh, good for you.
So
for you
know, for me, it was like I got the apology that I never received. I gave myself the apology I never received, and you know, I really hurt for him. You know, because he was on steroids. I found out. I was very close with him. He was my best friend, mm-hmm. and we went to the Yankee games together. I mean, we did a lot together. I probably would have still been with him had that not happened.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't hate him. You know, I just you know, I don't really feel anything for him because I took my power back, and now I'm like, okay, you know, I needed to heal, so I've healed. And I also don't want to bring that into my next relationship or, you know, where I go focus. Not all men are like that, you know.
Right.
So I know that because I've met some amazing men in boxing who supported me and had my back and believed in me to
you
get me to where I am.
You can probably kick their butt, though, huh?
Well, you know, not all of them. But now, you know,
it's hard to find someone who is stronger than you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think mentally, physically.
I love that.
I'm pretty strong. Maybe that's why I'm single.
So now.
Me too.
Oh, so now lead up to what's going on there.
I think that's what it is.
Strength is intimidating
when
you're confident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's great. I think it's great.
So you're
you.
Doing the Salsa Festival.
So I was Jim Durant. So I attend the River Community, and I've actually done a lot of work with the City Center because of my domestic violent background. I was asked by Lisa Marquez to speak at the first Champions for Change, Taking a Punch Out of Domestic Violence, which helped raise money for a room specifically for domestic violence victims to come and stay at the City Center. So the City Center is a non-government funded transitional living facility for homeless families. And what I love about the City Center and why it's so close to my heart, not only because I spoke and helped raise money for one of those rooms, but because they help people transition. So they give people the tools they may not have gotten if they don't go into a facility like this. Homeless shelters are not going to give you what the City Center is going to give you. There's rules. They're going to teach you about how to transition back into society. But you have to, being there, you know, savings accounts, they have psychologists on board, volunteers, financial advisors. So they're really giving these people a fair shot. At being back introduced into society so that they can, you know, they can become, you know what they've always dreamt of becoming. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I actually did some work with the kids there. I introduced them to a boxing program at Knuckleheads Boxing Gym, where I used to train with Joseph Janik. There's a kids program there, and it's a nonprofit for kids under 18 years old. And boxing also helped me with my emotions. I had severe emotional struggles growing up as a kid. You know, I suffered from depression. You know, that's why I moved out here.
How'd you get out here?
So I worked with Robert Ferguson, who's a nutritionist out here. I'd worked with him back in 2006, actually. And I met him through a friend of mine who had gone to one of his seminars in New York. And he said, I have a nutritionist, because I was looking for one. And he said, Robert Ferguson. And then I emailed him, got right back to me. So then I ended up coming out and visiting Ventura. And I, working with Robert. And I'd done some work with PETA, because I was a vegan at the time. So I'd done some work with PETA. And so I was like, oh, I love this area. And so I was introduced to Joseph Janik out here. So long story short, I was actually filming a reality show in Mexico. And
you've just done everything.
Yeah.
Long story short, I was filming a reality show in Mexico. Me too. Yesterday.
No, I know. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But so I was doing that, and I was actually going through one of my toughest depressions. And it's seasonal. So the serotonin levels in my brain dropped during the winter months when I lacked the sunlight and I didn't have consistent sunlight. And I've had this since I was a kid. I was actually misdiagnosed when I was 14 years old of being bipolar, and I was put on lithium. Oh, so I do a lot with mental illness awareness, because pumping somebody full of pills is mm-hmm. not the way to go, mm-hmm. especially putting a 14-year-old on lithium where they have to go get their kidney levels checked. That's not okay. My hair was falling out. Then they put me on Depakote, and then they just kept. And then my mom, thank God, my mom and dad, they were just like, this isn't right. You know, they knew. But through journaling, I was an English major. So through journaling and writing, I recognized that, okay, this only happens during September to March. So what can I do? Mm-hmm. So I took the biggest leap of faith of my life. And when I was in Mexico, I actually had an opportunity to come out here. And I asked Robert, I said, if Joseph Haas, his name's Haas, Joseph Janik would train me, I'll come to California.
It's better weather out here, probably.
Oh, well, it's the consistent sunlight.
Right,
that's what
I was going to say.
Yeah, and it's consistent. It's a consistent weather. So so then I moved out here, and I was on a mood stabilizer at the time called Lamictal. So when I moved out here, I saw a psychiatrist in Beverly Hills who was phenomenal, and I thought she was going to put me on another medication when she took me off the Lamictal, because I needed to come off of it, be weaned off of it. And she said, I'm going to put you on another. She's like, I said, are you going to put me on something else? She goes, no. And I was like, what? She's like, just let's work on this. And it's very rare to find doctors, psychiatrists that do that. I have a great, I see a psychiatrist out here who I absolutely love, Dr. Mendiola. He's phenomenal. Like, I'm so blessed now. I have a sports psychology coach and therapist, Kristen Ruth, who I work with out here. I'm all about mental health. Mm-hmm. And every day I work on myself, because it's hard, you know, and I'm open about it. And a lot of people, I think that's why with my motivational speaking, like, how can I help people if they can't relate to me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have to be open and honest about what I'm doing. So that's how I really got into the city center too, connecting with a lot of these families. I mean, I've never been homeless, but I do understand the struggles of other struggles that they may have, whether it's abusive relationships, you know, mental illness and things like that, and trying to find yourself and being lost and scared. And, you know, then finally having somebody reach out, because there's good people out there, and accepting the help, which is probably the hardest part for me, was accepting the help.
Yeah.
You know, because I always thought it was, you know, it was my fault that I'm here. I was very hard on myself, which I still am.
So what are you doing now, and how can we help you?
Okay, so now I'm working with the City Center, and I've been asked to dance in the Oxnard Salsa Festival.
Okay.
And it was like immediate. When Jim Duran, my pastor, and he actually is, you know, with the part of the City Center, said, do you still want to dance at the Salsa Festival? He did it 3 years ago. He won. I said, yes. And then he's like, okay. And then next thing I knew, I was meeting with Patty Brown, and I was being partnered with Chuy Rodriguez. And
are you salsa dancing?
And now I'm salsa dancing. I'm a salsa.
How's it going?
It's been interesting.
Show us a little bit here.
Yeah, oh my god!
Is it hard?
So it's hard. Can you play some music? No.
Yeah, right.
It's hard. It definitely is, because everybody's like, oh, well, you're a boxer, so you can, you know, it's easy for you. I'm like, yeah, I don't box in heels. Number one, I don't. Yeah. And I'm also like, when I'm weighing in, I'm like, I'm dressed in, like, you know, a sports bra and shorts when I'm weighing in. I'm dancing in fishnets and like the skimpiest outfit ever.
Right, you probably look pretty good, babe.
See, that's the thing, but I'm like, yep. Okay, I'm like, okay, it looks good, but I don't like that.
It doesn't feel right?
It's just different. And the dancing, I think for me, dancing intimately with a man that I don't know.
That you're not punching, right?
And I mean, I'm very feminine. I mean, I'm all about getting my nails done, and I have a good balance of the femininity and my masculinity. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the salsa dancing, I like to be in control, because I've always been in control in the ring. So
you got to give it up, babe.
Let me tell you, Chewy Rodriguez, he's amazing. He has been so patient with me. I've gone Bronx on him like
partner?
Three times. Yes.
That's who you're going to dance with?
Yes, that's my, he really is.
Do you guys get judged, like how you do it?
Yes. So there's two things.
Okay.
So you're going to get judged on how much money. So what I'm doing this for is to raise money for the city center.
Okay.
So it'll be on July 29th at 1 p.m. at Plaza Park in Oxnard.
Next weekend.
Yes. Okay. And you can go to the Oxnard Salsa Festival website, look for special events, and you'll find the Dancing with the Community Stars is what I'm part of. And every dollar is a vote.
Okay.
So if you want to vote for me, please, you go on and $50 is 50 votes, you know, and this is all this money is going right to the city center.
Okay.
So there's different
That's
ways.
Awesome.
Then you can go on my Instagram, Maureen _ Shea. I started a separate fundraiser as well to do, because, you know, some people don't know that, don't go to that. I want to make sure there was different places they can go to get it. And all the money's going to go right to the city center. So you can follow me on Instagram. You can see my dancing, like my progress, what I'm doing. When I was out, I did my first practice performance at a nightclub in Santa Barbara. Was the first one. I've done it three times. And I said to my friends, my girlfriends, my best friends, I said, okay, so I don't know how you guys let this happen. They're like, what? I'm like, I'm dancing in nightclubs in fishnets for no money. I'm like, is that, I'm like, what happened?
We do that all the time. Right? Last night. Yeah, right. Yeah. We did it last night.
But, you know, it's just funny. So you know, but it's been, you know, the team. So Chewy has a dance, Rumba Caliente is the name of his dance studio, and it's off Vineyard, and he does classes. I've been taking them Monday and Wednesday nights. I advise you ladies, I would love to bring you guys.
So
have you guys come. So we do Monday and Wednesday nights from 8 to 10, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays at Bachata from 7 to 9. He's got a kids team. You'll see this all at the Salsa Festival.
Bachata
is
kind of a group. Like
no, but
dance,
no, bachata. No, bachata is a very sensual, very. That's a lot. That's I hated it in the beginning, but now I have it in my car. I play it in my car now. I'm all like, oh no, it's. I could show you guys a little bit, but it's a yeah.
Now, do you win based on obviously
votes?
So, but do they also judge you like how good, how well you do?
Yes. So okay. I'm extremely competitive. Being a two-time world champion, I'm all about, you know. And I'm like, and I've just put that level up here. And
I think you're gonna win, babe.
You know something?
And if you don't, I think you can kick some butt.
I'm all like, I want to win this. Like, I want to.
I think you're in it to
win
it.
You will kick
it. And I forgot. Oh, I think
I would let you win.
It was Rico Mambo.
Okay, that's it. She wins.
I think Rico Mambo, I was with them the other day, and they were like, so they're going to have security when Maureen goes
Seriously.
On. Like, everyone needs
that's
to know.
A good thing.
It's
they
so
funny. Vote.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
No, I'm really excited about it. And, I'm going out there. You know what? It's been fun. I haven't had a hobby with boxing in a long time. Like, people would ask me, what's your hobby? I'm like, I box. They're like, but that's your job. I'm like, I box.
That's your hobby.
You know, like
too.
That's what I do. I don't really have time for hobbies, but salsa, let me tell you, like I absolutely love it. And being half Mexican is in my blood.
It's perfect.
So what's your favorite music group or musician or whoever
Tito Puente. You know, Puente. Well, I met his son. Tito Puente Jr., I did an event with him back in the Bronx a long time ago. I actually messaged him because I think it's his niece that's actually performing. Jenna Puente is performing at the Salsa Festival. So it was cool to connect. And Celia Cruz, I mean, come on. You got to stand. I grew up, all right, I'm half Mexican, but I grew up like azúcar. Oh, yeah. Tumbao. That's my favorite song.
You guys are going to go have lunch after.
Well, okay. Being half Mexican, half Irish, I mean, but I was the only Mexican growing up in the Bronx. So I was around Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, that culture, the salsa, bachata, like, that's there.
Fun.
It's there.
So tell us one more time how people can help support you.
So you can help support me. You can go to the Oxnard Salsa Festival website and just look for me and Tree Rodriguez and for the City Center, and please vote. You can also find me on Facebook, Maureen Shea. I have a fan page, Maureen the Real Million Dollar Baby Shea. Instagram, the link is in my bio on Instagram. So it's at Maureen _ Shea. And please vote and come out and support. And, you know, when the judges are judging my performance, the more screams, the better. So I'm all about it. I'm an entertainer. I'm a performer. So the more screams and the more support I have, the better I'm gonna do.
All right.
Well, thanks
you
so
are
much,
awesome.
Maureen.
Thank
We're
you.
So happy
guys,
to
thank
have you.
You
on the show
That's
today.
Awesome.
Thank you
so much.
What do we have coming up?
So coming up, we have Heels on Wheels.
Yes.
So you'll get to know exactly what's going on with them. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Deborah Delaney from Girls on the Air, and I was a television actress for many years before becoming a top producing realtor in our beautiful communities of Ventura, Channel Islands, and Santa Barbara. My clients' wants are my number one priority, and I would love to help you with all your real estate needs. Call me today at 805-856-9315. That's 805-856-9315. I look forward to hearing from you.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us at 212-7878. That's 212-7878. Or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA CSMC Mortgage. Licensed by the NMLS ID 0202-1660. California Bureau of Real Estate 157-0216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information at 212-7878.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion. From birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese, nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a bundt cake or a bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free bundt cake.
Welcome back. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. That was a good segment, huh?
It was. Awesome.
I wanted
to
box
fun,
it.
Fun.
Me too. And dance.
That's right. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate. AM 1590 KVTA. We are brought to you by Century 21 Troop Real Estate. Exciting in here, huh?
Yes.
Things are heating up, girlfriends. This is a radio show, right? Give us a call. 650-1590. And if you don't, we'll sick her on you, right?
Yeah,
that's right. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Maggie McKinney.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Veronica V. Saucedo.
And we have Mary Gray in the house today. She is with Heels and Wheels. And she's brought a friend with her to talk as well. And we're excited to have you on the show. Instead of me telling him, you tell him what you guys do.
Okay. Well, Heels and Wheels is it's an event that we have been doing for the last 13 years. It is sponsored by the Harley Owners Group of Ventura, which is called Ventura Hog, and we are a part of the Ladies of Hog, or LOH. And
too cute is that.
I know, it is, it is.
Do you have a Harley?
I do.
I ride
a Road King. Oh, nice. This is Monica Picard. She's a co-chair on the committee that's putting together Heels and Wheels.
You've got a Harley too?
I do, I have a Soft Heel Classic.
Ooh, oh, are they out
wow.
front?
No, we didn't ride today.
I was gonna say, let's get on, girls.
Yeah, well, we can arrange that for sure.
Our company's having a ride today.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So Heels and Wheels, what it is we get, 150 or 200 women riders all together, and we do a ride to benefit. This year we're benefiting Ribbons of Life, which is a breast cancer advocacy charity that's in Ventura County, and they're in Ventura City actually, and it benefits cancer patients from Ventura County. So 100% of the proceeds goes back to Ventura County. And, we've just had a wonderful, wonderful response for the last 13 years.
Go ahead.
I love your pink hair, by the way.
Thank you.
This show is all about women. Feel the women power in here.
Yeah. Well, we began this because Donna Buchholder, she had breast cancer in our group. And so
she's a realtor as well.
She was a realtor. Yes. And a couple of years ago, she passed.
Yes, she did.
Go ahead.
A month before that, my own daughter was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And so she went through the double mastectomy and everything. So it's even more of an empowerment of of women and men that need help. Our group, doing this Ribbons of Life, we're going to do wigs for those that need wigs.
And it's so important.
Well, yeah, they have to pay covered. For those. It's not covered.
And those are expensive.
Yes, yes. And so that's part of where this money's going to go.
Awesome.
We're really excited about that.
How did you guys get into motorcycle riding?
Oh, wow. Well, my husband got a motorcycle, and I rode behind him about 10 times and said, no, I want my own.
Good girl.
Yeah.
I want a faster one, right?
Yeah, exactly. I want to be in control. Much like your previous guest.
Yeah. Yeah. All about women power. And how about you? How'd you get into motorcycle riding?
Well, I was on the back of my husband's bike, and he says, when are you going to ride? And I'm like, I'm too scared. I don't want to do it. And then he says, well, you know, let's think this out, right? Okay. We went outside the dealership, and I saw a trike. And I said, oh, I probably could ride that. He goes, really?
What's that? Is that the one
it's with a three-wheeler.
Three-wheeler.
Oh,
it's
a three-wheeler. Yeah. Three-wheeler. So I said, oh, I could do that. And he took me around to the other side of the building. There was a red trike sitting there. I sat on top of it. He goes, oh, you fit that perfect. Let's go buy it.
Yay.
And of course, I was saying deny. But it went through. So it was meant to be.
How do you feel when you ride a motorcycle? Why?
So
why
awesome.
Ride? Why? How do you
it's
feel?
It's just, you're so free. And, you know, you can just be. And you don't have to think about, you know, other people, anything like that. You just feel the road, and you can relax and just let it all go.
So one of my favorite things about riding, and, you know, you always hear about the wind in your face. Mm-hmm. It's not only the wind in your face, it's the smells. Mm-hmm. When you go through the mountains, all the sage, you know, you go through the strawberry fields, you smell the strawberries. You know,
you go
over a dead animal,
like
you smell
free.
That, too.
Yeah.
It is. It's extremely freeing, and it's, you know, it's very powerful. You
good
know?
For you, girls.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So how can people help you guys out?
So Saturday, July 28th is the Heels and Wheels event. So all women riders are welcome. Doesn't matter what kind of bike you ride. We are, you can go to Eventbrite. The domain is heelsandwheels2018.eventbrite.com. So you can still buy tickets there in order to register for the event. From the dealership, we're meeting at Harley-Davidson in Camarillo. And from the dealership, then we will do about an hour and a half to 2 hour ride around the local mountains and end up in Ventura, where we will serve lunch and have a giant raffle. So all of the raffle prizes have been donated. All of the proceeds go to Ribbons of Life. And that's how you can help our event.
All right.
That's awesome.
Well, and I only say this because women that don't really ride, but their husbands do, the husbands can come, but only if they have a woman on the back.
All right.
Other than that, they can't come. So it's not made for them. It's for women. We really, really are looking forward to this because 13 years, we want it to be a positive 13 years and the best ever. So the closer, and we're getting close to that 200. So we really would like to fill that up and just, you know, make sure we get that much more money to Ribbons of Life.
But anyone can donate, right?
Anybody can donate. We also have raffle tickets that are still available for an awesome Townie bicycle, which has been custom pinstriped. And it's got sugar skulls on it. It's got a basket, and it's got a liner from the basket that was done by one of our girls with all sugar skulls. It's as a matter of fact, I've got tickets in there. I really want that bike.
Really?
So you have an opportunity to buy those tickets today at the Camarillo Fiesta Day. We'll be on the bridge.
Perfect.
So we have the whole bridge with the Harley-Davidson. You'll see all the motorcycles, but we'll have our own booth there. And we have registrations there. We have all the tickets there. We also have this really cool quilt.
Oh, yes.
That is all pinup girls with motorcycles.
Cool.
But it is gorgeous.
You girls
absolutely
are on it, I bet,
gorgeous.
Huh?
No, actually, these are all T-shirts.
Yeah.
With the pinup girls on motorcycles that one of our ladies makes the quilts and has donated her time
awesome.
And the quilt and everything for that. If you don't get to Camarillo today, you can always stop by the Ventura Harley-Davidson dealership and get your registration there. Do they have raffle tickets there?
They have raffle tickets there,
right.
And it'll be the quilt will be there, and the bike and the trike. The trike even has a little flag on it. It's real cute.
Oh,
so
good luck, you guys.
Well, thank you
can
so much
can we have
much
you back afterwards?
You do.
And
oh,
you
please.
Can tell us
sure.
how it went?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All
absolutely.
Right. Have fun,
very
girls.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome.
Okay, so
well,
what do we have coming up? Man, this is a good show.
I'm telling you.
Girl power.
So coming up, we have our own Sarah Barrett-Lepore in the house. She is back from vacation. We've missed her terribly. And she's going to talk a little bit about laughter. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories: first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services, and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com. 805-232-3422.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa! Working
9 to 5. Welcome back. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA, and we are brought to you by Century 21 Troop Real Estate. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Deborah Delaney. I just got here. I'm sorry. I had some family
you
things.
You missed.
Oh, it was so fun.
What did I miss?
Oh, my gosh. We had the
million-dollar baby, but we'll tell you all about it. It was so fun.
Maureen Shea. Good. I had family issues to take care of. Yeah. So.
So, Sarah.
We have a lot of girls in this.
It's all girls.
Oh, girls here today. Wow.
Lots of girls in the air.
Well, there's a couple gentlemen here.
Maurice and Spence, right?
So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about what you're going to talk about.
I think we all need a good reason to laugh lately. And I started looking it up. And, you know, there's some scientists out there that are studying laughter. And I'm going to make this a 2-week series because there's a lot out there for health benefits. Just laughing. Does anyone know a joke off the top of their head? Come on, Tracy.
I have a dirty one.
Oh, no, it's got to be clean.
Deborah knows a joke.
Come on. Or you can think about it and say it at the end.
I'm not good at jokes.
So let me just list some of the health benefits right off. Remedy for arthritis, backaches, Alzheimer's. It's been proven to help with Alzheimer's. So your memory is going to be jogged a little better when
don't
you're
you feel
laughing.
Better when you laugh, I mean, it makes you feel better.
Oh,
I don't know.
Sure. Right. Well, and I guess it also helps itching. Isn't that funny? It's funny, right? All allergies, heart disease, muscle cramping, stress. It's found to prolong your life, and even just thinking about something funny or something that makes you have a good laugh can have good health benefits. So when you're physically laughing, you actually feel better. You're taking a big breath, you're stretching, you flex your facial muscles, your torso, your belly, your entire frame works to control how the air is expelled.
You're
and your heart
endorphins,
rate.
Endorphins,
yeah,
right?
Your stress goes down, so your cortisol goes down.
Okay, quickly, somebody tell me a bunch of jokes.
Right?
I know, right? Aww, that's what I thought when you walked in. I'm like, you need to laugh. So Tuesday night at Chakra Strength is my community group every Tuesday, 6:30. And we're going to do laughter meditation this week.
Cool.
It's just fun.
Do you think sometimes it gets your mind off of other things, and so you don't have time to stress? Do you know what I mean? You're laughing about something, so you're not stressing on the back.
Yeah, and it's definitely a neurochemistry thing. I mean, it's really what your brain, like, we are created of our chemicals, right? The depression is a chemical that's that causes depression. So when we're thinking happy things, and actually the physical activity of laughing, have you ever heard when you chew a pencil?
Yeah.
Your pencil in your mouth, just having a smile on your face releases happy hormones in your brain. So just holding on to a pencil in your mouth will help,
those
right? But it's
make
also
sure it's not a lead.
Right. Don't chew the end and go crazy. But it's also a social behavior. We typically are not laughing much by ourselves. I laugh with you too, but I'm with you.
I'll do that. I'm driving in the car and see, I do like movies in my head and I do all the dialogue. And then sometimes I'm just on a talk show and I'll have like Martin Short or Mel Brooks with me and I'm doing like this banter with them, you know? So, I laugh. I'm in the car like,
laugh at stupid things. I think of the stupidest things that will happen to me, you know?
Well, and you seem like a generally happy person too. So it's a catch 22. The more you laugh, the better you feel, right?
Yeah.
But it does, it tells people around us more than we can actually verbalize, because you can't really control your laughter. It's going to sound what it sounds like, right? You're not like consciously
laughing. Snorting. Like some people snort.
Yeah, exactly. Which is really funny. But that belly laugh, we really need that belly laugh. You know, kids laugh like 400 times a day.
That's why it's so
grown-up adults. Right, adults wonderful laugh like 20 times a day.
Elderly
and there's
people,
a joke like,
tough.
You know, most of the time adults laugh, they're in the bedroom, right? But I guess, it's...
Adults laugh
in the bedroom.
You're in the bedroom.
I was going to say, I don't know about...
Well, I guess it depends on...
Do you think Ava Mendes laughs in the bedroom with Ryan Gosling?
I don't think she's laughing, but she's smiling. That's for sure.
Right? A smile, right? Anyway, there's a lot to it with comedy and the history and psychology of it. So I'm going to get deeper into it next week because I know we just have a little bit of time today. But there are a lot of reasons to smile, and we need to think of that. And Tuesday night, come over to Chakra Strength on Loma Vista at 6:30 and practice some laughter meditation.
What's the address, and do they have to call ahead of time or no?
You can walk in, and we're going to have Zoom too, so you don't have to be local. You can just stay at home no matter where you are. Oh. Pretty soon I'm going to be charging, but right now it's still donation free or donation only.
Did you give us the address? Donation free.
Yes. 2979 Loma Vista.
It's upstairs there. You park in the back and just
go
right upstairs.
Right next to Midtown Cafe.
Very, very nice studio.
And you'll hear a lot of laughter.
And it'll be, we're going to practice it, right? So we're just going
to
practice
laughing
meditation.
When I was at UCLA and I'm an arts major. Right? And so we would do practice laughing all the time. We practice all kinds of emotions.
Have you ever sat, if you sit in a circle with your friends, you put your head on their stomach and then you laugh and then it's hilarious. It makes you just, we should do that.
I remember that. I remember that.
Because then you just can't stop laughing because, I don't know, it's...
That's why
it's
kids
contagious.
Are crawling all over you, you know, it's like, that's why kids, they make you belly laugh, you know.
It's contagious. You can listen to a laugh track and it's just going to make you laugh without having to think of something
funny.
Why they stick because I'm kind of hard to laugh. Like, I don't like all jokes. It's like, it takes me a lot of movies. Like, I don't think it's funny. I don't love Borat. Like, I just don't laugh at that stuff.
But
you
should watch news bloopers. That always puts me in a good mood, just because that kind of stuff used to happen
to
me.
Are funny.
They are so funny when they mess up and they cannot stop laughing and they're live. You know, that's funny.
Well, and a lot of them are about your profession. You know, you get into, when I was in grief and loss work and organ donation, I mean, you get kind of these sick jokes, but you have to cope, right?
I don't find that very funny.
It's not. If you're not in that profession, it's not funny. But you kind of have to keep it on the down low. Right. Yeah. You know, funeral directors, they have to have jokes.
Mean things, you know.
I laugh all the time.
But I did laugh at Borat. And I do laugh at, but I don't laugh at that Johnny Knox stuff when people are getting hurt.
Oh, getting hurt.
I find that funny. I don't like in those funny home videos.
I don't like
stuff.
The America's Funniest Home Videos either.
I don't like it at all.
People are always
when they get hurt.
They get hurt. People get hurt. I don't find it
funny. And it is funny when they hang upside down by their underwear or something. It's kind of funny.
Well, in real life, we laugh little kids fall and we laugh. Like, I always feel so bad for those little kids. Like, I don't want to teach them to laugh at other kids that are falling and getting hurt. Like, getting hurt is not funny. I agree.
And sometimes I'll laugh at things that I'm mad at myself for laughing at, like South Park. I mean, South Park is
Park is
terrible.
It's hilarious.
Absolutely
though.
Hilarious.
It is.
I mean,
so
it's
funny.
Absolutely hilarious. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about more just because it's really fascinating, and we will laugh. And everybody next week, bring a joke and call in.
Okay.
And tell us a joke. Keep it clean. But we all need a good laugh. So
yes,
remember.
And I just wanted to mention, like, the opposite of that. When you're around somebody with super negative energy,
yes,
it's like, just, you know. Yeah, it's great. You know,
put yourself in a bubble.
Put yourself in a bubble and just get rid of it, and then listen to Girls on the Air, and
there
you'll feel
go.
A lot better.
That's right.
There you go.
Speaking of laughter and fun, we have Rana in the room to take us to a wonderful place.
That's right. I have a great place you girls have to go to with me.
Where is this?
On Sunday night, and it's only going to be till the end of the summer. So you have to go to Cafe Fiore's Treehouse for reggae and happy hour,
reggae,
which is
Sunday.
6 to
9. Why is
9.
It Treehouse? Is it at Fiore?
It's
behind
it's in
there.
The back of Fiore. It's the cutest place with lanterns and string lights.
Is that their house? Don't they live next door, the family?
No. I don't know about that, but it's so dynamite, and the bands there are amazing. But do bring your earplugs because it gets a little loud.
Yeah.
But once you have a few drinks, you won't know.
And they do have, and they have dancing too.
They have, oh my God, people dance up a storm there, and the happy hour is amazing. They have the best infused mojitos and margaritas.
Yes.
And everything is really inexpensive.
Yeah. I've been there, done that.
Flatbread pizzas, like $7 and $4 red stripes and $7 drinks. It's amazing. You've got to come. And they do have a regular menu that you can order off of if you don't want appetizers. So that's great that they're so, you know, easy that way. And but you have to get there early. It gets really crazy in there. So, and if you don't want to sit right next to the band, go early.
How many jalapenos?
Oh, I give that 5.
Woo! I don't think we've had a 5 before. This is a record-breaking
there,
show.
Rana.
What do we have coming up, Karen?
Well, coming up, we have Maurice from CSMC Mortgage. He's going to talk about a very important loan that's fairly new for
VA
buyers.
He's got
to
follow all these women. Oh, my Lord.
I know, right? So stay
Maurice
tuned. We'll be right back.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion. From birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese, nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a bundt cake or a bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free bundt cake. What doesn't kill you makes you
stronger. Stand a Welcome back. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate. We are right here on KVTA, 1590 AM. We are live today, and we have some wonderful guests with us. I'm Deborah Delaney.
I am Tracy Baldwin-Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Maggie McKinney.
And we have Maurice in the house from CSMC Mortgage. Welcome, Maurice.
Thank you, thank
you.
You
are a brave man after
yes,
all these
I am.
Women.
I'm not afraid, like
good
I said.
Good for you.
Not afraid of no girls.
That's good.
So tell us about the renovation loan that's fairly new.
Yeah, well, I've been here before, and I know we've talked about VA loans. We've talked about renovation loans. But now we can talk about both of them because VA just came out with a new program that will allow a veteran to purchase a property and finance up to $35,000 worth of repairs into their loan and still qualify with zero down up to $672,750 loan amount, which is the Ventura County limit.
Does it have to appraise then once the improvements are done, or how does that work?
It's very similar to a 203K.
Right.
It's going to be so once, let's say a veteran finds a property, they want to bring it up, because it's dated. They want to put new carpets, new windows, painting, flooring, that type of thing. They get a contractor. The contractor will prepare a bid. And then up to $35,000 in repairs. And at that point in time, then an appraiser will go out and they'll do two appraisal. They'll do at the same time. They'll do one as is and then what the aftermarket value would be with the improvements done.
I was going to say, because sometimes VA is tough on condition.
Yes, right? But now it won't matter because if the work is being fixed, okay. if the repairs are going to be done, any health and safety issues or anything like that will be addressed with the repairs, then they can still go ahead and close.
Oh, so that's what will be done. That's very nice.
Yes. And the good thing is that a veteran can have a FICO score as low as 580.
Wow. I thought it was 600. Wow, 580 now.
For this program, amazing. They'll actually go to 550, but if you go between 550 and 579, you'll have to come in with 10% down. But 580 will qualify a lot of people.
10% down.
Of the total amount with the improvements.
And there's benefit, no PMI.
There's
one good thing, again, with VA, there's no PMI. PMI. The rates are still very competitive. But the fact now that you'll be able to do something and finance it without coming out of pocket and still possibly finance 100%, you'll be all great. So it's a great, great, brand new loan program out there.
What is the rate?
Rates on those, they change. They're going to be a little higher than a conventional rate. They're probably going to be like low fives.
Wow.
Which is still a lot less than buying your credit cards and,
right.
and yeah. paying that back.
And there's no PMI compared to an FHA or a conventional loan.
What's the loan limit?
Loan limit's $672,750.
That's the loan limit, not the
yes.
purchase price. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
That opens the doors for a lot of people because a lot of properties yeah. are in bad condition, and then
right.
they can come in and fix them up.
Correct. Yep. This
Absolutely.
Is for single-family yeah. residents, one unit, manufactured home if they're attached to a foundation, and also condos that are VA approved.
Great.
Two and
VA
four units
approved.
Or not. Okay. VA approved, correct.
Yeah. Okay, so finally, where can people find out more about you and all these great loan opportunities?
They can call me, Maurice Lavelle, CSMC Mortgage, 805-432-6909.
All right.
Thank you, ladies. Good seeing you guys.
Thank you
so
for
great
being
to
such
you.
A great sponsor.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, girls, you have a great week.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go boxing and dancing and ride my motorcycle.
And you got to
enjoy this beautiful day.
Enjoy it.